listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Recording in progress.
Alright. Just go in.
Yeah.
Alright. Yo, 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 it's the Gin Talk Podcast with your boy Mike J. We got Trav, Marissa, Drew, Cheryl not with us tonight. We just came to give y'all an episode. A lot of people been busy, you know what I'm saying, with life and everything, but hey, we're gonna give y'all something. We're gonna give y'all something today. But there's been a lot going on in the world and shit, especially with marriage and stuff, with like Remy Martin, Young Jeezy, and Amon Shumpert, and Miss Taylor. So I don't know. I think marriage is about to go, about to be, it's about to be over with. That shit over.
This shit over with.
You think it's over with?
Nah, not necessarily. You know what I'm saying? People, like, it depends on what you want, man. Your values gotta line up with it.
But I think we just be putting, go ahead.
You putting too much on it, you know what I'm saying? You gotta go at your own pace. You can't do what everybody else do.
Nah, I think people, a lot of motherfuckers, they don't get that this shit is entertainment. Like, yeah, motherfuckers put they all in all this shit. Like, you can look at a celebrity, you can look at a rapper, you can look at all these models or these actresses and all that. Man, they know what the hell they doing. Hey, let's get together. Let's have a business, baby, and we'll do this. Some motherfuckers don't care about business, this shit, baby. Yeah, a business baby. You know, motherfuckers be having business babies.
Oh, yeah.
Let the nanny take care of them while they moving and on and all that stuff. I mean, when you in that high class with the money and all that, motherfuckers ain't gonna rock with you like that. You might as well just go ahead and find somebody who's been with you to the start. But a lot of people try to say relationship goals and all that shit. I think that hashtag is dead. So
yeah, you can't use that shit now. Because all that them fell apart. Like, all the ones people who used to look up to them fell apart. Most of the ones.
Yeah.
Most of the ones that fell apart.
I mean, you got some, but at the same time, they keep they shit private. You don't be seeing Jay-Z and Beyonce. I mean, they'll put it out there when they want to be, you know, lucrative and all that shit. But at the same time, you ain't going to know about everybody else's business.
Mm-mm.
Shit. So, I mean, I'll be seeing Blueface and whatever the girl named, the Rock Girl, whatever.
They signed to him when they got back together?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, motherfuckers be saying, oh, she needs to do better. She needs to do this. I guarantee you the motherfuckers gonna go back to the same nigga.
Yeah, yeah. They people go back to comfortability. So, shoot. I don't know. I think they had all that planned with them too. Cause, shoot, they basically, they got to get people tuned in. So, shoot, you got to do outrageous stuff to get people tuned in. It's just like back in the day, like on the Real World and Road Rules and stuff like that. Big Brother, they got to do something to spike the audience.
Flavor a little.
Yeah.
I don't know. Big Brother kind of real.
Oh, yeah.
Old girl, like everybody ran through her. I said, God damn. Yeah. But, nah, I mean, like, entertainment, everybody got to remember this shit is entertainment. Half of this shit we see now, all this shit fake. Like, this is kind of like when you playing a simulation game and shit just gets haywire, you got to, like, fucking Madden, and you see fucking, who else? Like, you playing Madden or some shit, and you see that damn third-string quarterback is the MVP for the 5 straight years. You got to go ahead and restart the shit because the shit out of whack.
Yeah.
You got all these streamers, like, these streamers are making more money than damn rappers.
Oh, yeah, because no.
And everything.
Got a bigger, might well say they got a bigger platform because, shoot, screen, like Twitch stuff, they go all over the world. And now rap is not really, you know what I'm saying, it's not global anymore unless you, like, top tier like Drake and anybody. But you know what I'm saying? Like, most of, like, drill rap music is not popular overseas or popular in other countries, stuff like that. So it won't be killing some. appealing, so you can't sell that. And that why,
man, nowadays
it ain't sell.
Yeah. You know, back in the day, we had like a lineup of people we wanted to see drop an album. Nowadays, we probably got like 4 or 5 people we just waiting for to drop an album.
Yeah.
And Drake just dropping albums just because, you know, Drake just dropping albums just because he got the money now, and everybody, he knows it's going to sell.
Yeah, when it come out Friday?
This nigga, yeah, supposedly, I think he delayed it again.
Oh, man.
But what I'm saying is, too, this nigga on tour for another album, he about to drop another one.
Oh, yeah, from him on tour.
Shit. Yeah, this shit crazy. I mean, life now is way different. It's kind of fucked up because nowadays, you see niggas getting access to shit we couldn't imagine back when we was little.
Yeah.
Like, you see these, these streams, like the amp guys and all that shit, they doing shit like motherfuckers wish they were doing.
Yeah.
That motherfucker had a whole block going crazy.
Shoot, yeah. They live in the mansions, you know what I'm saying? They play games, just, shoot, yeah, they live in life for real, you know what I'm saying? They got a huge following.
They ain't rapping. They just be rapping for fun, and that's what. And I think we got more access to information now that we can, like motherfuckers can do and go ahead and do their own shit. But a lot of people don't want to go out there and look at the information because back in the day, we thought rappers were rich. I mean, they were rich.
Yeah.
For a cent before everybody started bootlegging shit.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, you just see motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Now you see motherfuckers just flexing with the loan the record company gave them.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
I can't do that shit. I mean, just have fun with the shit. If you get signed, you get signed. Rappers, just make an album. Just make an album.
I think the problem is everybody trying to put out same, you know what I'm saying, type. When something catch, yeah, everybody trying to duplicate it. You know what I'm saying? After so long, it been duplicated so much, like shit, getting tiring. So that turn people off. So shit, you just got to, really, what going on now? As rap, it need to be reinvented. Like, you got to create something new. A new genre has to emerge. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know Afrobeat was starting to take off, but that still died down a little bit now. So I don't even know what. We still in the drilling era, stuff like that. So I don't know.
Man, I don't know. I think we kind of, we were so used to the old school hip-hop. We kind of took the swag surfing and the polo on my body and all that shit. Whoa. I think we took that shit for granted. And the mixtape drops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we took that for granted.
See, I think that were hurt.
I think
like,
we did.
That were hurt. Like, people stopped doing mixtapes. So, shoot, it ain't like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't stopped doing them. They took the DJ. They cut the DJ out of the equation. So, to me, DJ was important because it creates some kind of special. It made it special. You know what I'm saying? He'll drop or he'll
it had a DJ. It had a fucking, how can I say it? It had the fucking theme of the album, of the mixtape. It had the environment. When I think of an album, when I listen to an album and you just be vibing, they give you that little, how can I say it? It's like an environment. When you listen to goddamn Kanye West, you get a nice vibe to it. When you listen to a Gucci Man with a DJ drum, you feel like you had a night, like you were riding around Atlanta around like 12 p.m., that kind of vibe or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's when I listen to mixtapes, I just be remembering a moment in time when we was bumping that shit.
Yeah.
But like I said, back in the day, everybody had to get DJ drama on their mixtape. It was a hot commodity.
Now they trying to bring back,
but
it ain't the same. Everybody trying to get the Gangsta Grill edition out as an album, but it don't feel the same way the old mixtape
felt
back then.
Hey, motherfucking Tyler, the Creator.
Hey,
ain't nobody doing that shit. Ain't nobody doing that shit. But that motherfucker dropped DJ. I said, oh, okay, you make it treat the album. Like Gucci said, treat the album like a mixtape.
Yeah.
And so, well, Kendrick did it too, but he used, I think, DJ Camille.
Yeah,
but it was still the same. It was still treat the album like a mixtape sometimes. Had that DJ in the background talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Thanksgiving, and then the beat drop, nigga Gucci say some fire shit or a diss or a shot, and you trying to see if it's subliminal or shit, and they play the shit back. Hey.
Yeah.
I miss them days.
Yeah, they don't have that number. Like I said, it's all like the feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think 2 changed through the club, like people go in the club, now nobody dance, nobody interacting, everybody just in their own space, getting social media content.
Yeah.
So that that killed it too. So I think all that mm-hmm. core side goes back to the music. Like once all that changed, the music changed everything else for sure. So everything in, like, it's not the same no more, especially when it comes to that.
Yeah, I ain't got time to, like, somebody said, I ain't trying to go in the club and I'm hearing motherfuckers getting decapitated and shit. I ain't got time for that shit. I mean, you hear, like, nuck if you buck and all that, but niggas just fighting.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, they just fight back. Even during, like, the swag era, then going into the blog era, like, even then, like, yeah, things was pretty good. Everything was flowing pretty great. Everybody having fun, but now, shoot, you got to make sure you don't get shot in there.
Nah, man. I mean, like I said, back like we said, well, me and you done talked about it back in about 5 years ago, that these A&Rs are the reason why hip hop is dying. Ain't the rappers. Y'all putting the motherfuckers on. Don't get mad at Sookie and Sexy Red.
Yeah.
Shit, this is what A&Rs put it on. I can't even hate on them.
Nah,
what you say?
They gotta get out of here. Hey, shit, that was going on. That shit. You know what I'm saying? You a ghetto. That's kind of derogative. But no, but you were
like a little Kim with all this shit. I can't get mad.
My hood chick. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing they want, looking for, a hood chick that can rap and a dope white boy. Drew in here too.
Drew in here. All right, what's up, Groovy Drew? So yeah, man, what we talking about? We talking about like entertainment, how entertainment, everybody put their whole lives and their mindset, and they put they basically everybody be seeing shit on like entertainment and stuff. Like we were talking about marriage, and we just talked about the type of music, how it changed and everything. But like Travis saying, everybody wants the hood ratchet with the cool white guy who can freestyle. And they basically, like people said, the motherfucking producers going straight, because I keep hearing a sample of an old song or some shit like that.
Cause nobody ain't creating no more. Nobody can't create a new sound. Like it harder. It's 20 times harder to be a producer opposed to being a rapper. Cause you anybody can write a rhyme, but make it create a new sound and a new flow. Shoot, that's real hard to do.
Yeah, I'm sick of. I heard somebody do a tip drill sample. I said, oh, my God. I'm just waiting on it. Somebody going to do Danger.
Oh, man.
They're going to do Danger with Mystical and all that shit. But who knows, man? I don't know what's going on. How you feel about the rap game now, Groovy?
I don't even listen to the new rap. I listen to the old stuff because everything sounds the same. Even like on like the Apple Music store, like not the store, but like you know when they're releasing the music, and they got all those artists on there. All that shit is whack. I don't even listen to that shit no more because it all sounds the fucking same. Now, like you said, everybody's sampling the old stuff because they can't be creative no more. So that's they go to now just. Sound like an old hit from back in the day, and they just sample it. Yeah, so, and they just throw some stupid shit on the beat and make it sound good. And that's how they're getting off.
Yeah.
And y'all woke me up for this. Goddamn right.
Trying to help.
You supposed to have a little fun. You know what I'm saying, man? You see, you want to talk about the fucking music, man? You want to talk about 50 Cent? All that bullshit and shit. But nah, also real shit. Music is going to be music. Hopefully rap doesn't turn into disco. So that's going to be a sad day.
Hey.
Say everybody.
More coke.
Nobody want to do cocaine.
Man, that Studio 54.
Oh boy. But nah, a lot of motherfuckers be looking at all these entertainment, these blogs and shit. They just wanna put their life into that goal and think that they gonna be happy. I mean, you see these motherfuckers be miserable and shit. But maybe it was a good thing the Lord didn't make us in that upper echelon.
Oh yeah. They just.
I mean, think about it. I mean, we asked this question before. Do you think if you, let's just say you was big, like, God dang, like the baby, and you had all that money, and you had the same, what would you be doing?
Shit, I don't know. I'd be some doing some wild, crazy shit, I tell you that.
What would you be doing? Let's just say, you know what I'm saying? You, Drew, you got signed to G-Unit, and you, like, the best signee, you know, 50 Cent has ever did.
You're in the jungle,
exactly,
baby.
Fool.
Shit.
Let me just say that. If you was a signee, you the best signee from 50 Cent, what would you be doing? You got like 100 million in your bank account.
Fucking that cocaine.
God damn.
Hey, man, we coked up like goddamn. Oh.
And I'm buying a monkey.
Me too.
Bro, that monkey gonna be. Come on, Chim Chim.
Damn, that monkey gonna be strung out too.
Yeah, man. I'd be all fucked up. The Lord knew what he was doing. The Lord knew what I'd be doing, boy. No, Michael. Well, I'd be in the dance. I would be in the high rise in Atlanta. I ain't never coming.
Yeah, from.
It'd be like Rick James. Give it to me, baby.
I don't think it'll probably shit. It probably don't be fun now like it was back then when they were doing the shit. Like they were having.
Oh hell no! Oh hell no! I'd give anything. I'd rather be famous in the fucking either 80s or the late 80s or the early 90s.
Yeah.
Jasmine Guy be my baby.
Yeah.
And Pam.
No Gina.
Yeah, and Pam. Nah, not Gina. I get a little Pam. Drew probably get the Tango.
And Kim.
And Pam.
You said Kim.
No, Kim from Power Ranger. Oh.
I'll watch some Power
Ranger. Like, fuck, Tom.
You move early with it. Watch this shit.
Did they say they're coming out with another one?
Yeah, they supposed to be having a new series coming out on Netflix. A whole bunch of new reboots supposed to be coming out. Dead, Goosebumps, goddamn. A couple of them.
Yeah. Thing about entertainment, no creativity. Reboot. I don't know. Like, how many Ninja Turtle reboots they gonna do?
I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed. They should have made it a real one. Like the ones from the 90s. I want that what I wanted to see.
They ain't never gonna do that shit. Hey, we got Mario.
Hey.
Yep. Got Mario.
It was all right. It was pretty decent, real.
Yeah, it was. I don't know what the Marvel movie's gonna do. I don't know what they're gonna do with DC. So I'm just like, fuck. After Endgame, I was like, all right.
Had they stopped back working on them? Cause I thought they ain't still on the strike. Cause shoot, they said that's the reason why they stopped working on them.
They say they still on the strike. That's why we got two football games on Monday, so they can fill that slot.
Yeah. So yeah, like all the new season, all the new season the episode well. They ain't gonna be number like 7, 8, set by 5 or 6 episodes. No more than 7.
Yeah. Fuck it. Motherfuckers wanna get paid. That's why them Instagram and TikTok people about to come in and steal their jobs. About to see some new faces in Hollywood. Have fun with that, y'all. I couldn't do it. Them motherfuckers, never mind, let me shut up. But yeah.
Local man, become missing. Last word, boss.
What do you mean by that? I don't want to get in none of y'all plans. Do not bother me. Y'all did Bill Cosby. Y'all got Bill Cosby's daughter, Kelly Alden, the guy. Tory Lanez.
Oh, yeah. That man say this slow, soft as hell. I say,
boy, like, nigga, we don't know what happened over there.
I damn sure don't.
Ain't that right, Drew?
What?
Never mind. Is Tory Lane innocent?
Yeah, you see where he at.
Is R. Kelly innocent?
Yeah.
You see where he at.
He innocent.
He said he in the best shape of his life.
He said what?
He said he in the best shape of his life. Eating good. It's
delusional. That's what jail do to you.
Damn.
That nigga doing karaoke Fridays. Happy people.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking way I can go to jail on some real shit. I've been here for me. I'll take a gander. I'm going to fucking take a gander to jail and prison. Hell no. The way I saw them prison fools, they would have. Hey, I've been fucked up. It's over. Motherfucker got the shakes over some damn lean and pills and shit. I got the shakes over some my damn bag of chips.
Oh, yeah. A cigarette.
Nope.
Don't take the honey bun. Put a honey bun on your
shirt. I ain't taking no goddamn honey bun. What up, big man? Fuck no. Fuck no. I said, man, whatever I did deserve here, boy, I had to be a stupid motherfucker. Ain't no way. I don't see how niggas do that shit.
You know where you are? You in the concrete jungle, baby.
And me, I ain't no street nigga. There you go. No, who the fuck is a street nigga? You. I ain't no street nigga. I'm a snitch. Y'all know better.
Allegedly, you gonna put a gun. Well, they say he ain't snitch though. Well, shit, that's it.
Cool.
That's it. He ain't do nothing to harm them in the case.
Cool. Gone. Oh, yeah. Hey, man. I hope everybody, we ain't far from Atlanta.
You said we ain't far. I knew it.
That's why he said he did. And me at Cleveland, that all shot up.
Off Cleveland,
ass. Yeah, man, it would have been a good time, man. A lot of motherfuckers, this world is just say, I don't even know. Shit, depressing. Motherfuckers said they can't. The fucking medium salary is going to be a $75,000.
Yeah, survivor shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, probably be 80 next year. Shit, we ain't got 9 things going. They about to, shit, they about to, no price increase every year. So, shit, you got to, like, if it's 70 now, next year, about this time, shit going to be at least 80, 90.
Gotta get some money put in the stock market.
Man, they said niggas are. They said the housing market is never gonna, is not gonna crash. They said they're waiting around for that.
Nah, come on. Them damn people. I ain't gonna say their name. They buying up the marketplaces and shit and reselling it.
Yeah. So yeah, that shit. They buying all this shit. So they buying it and got them flipping into goddamn condominiums and shit like that.
Man, their asset total is $9 trillion. I said, for a company? I said, $9 trillion? I said, I said, I don't even want to fuck with them. them the niggas that get rid of you. Ain't nobody gonna kill.
Come on, missing.
You know? Shark food. Deer meat.
Deer meat.
Speaking of deers, it's getting cold, people. So make sure you got your brights on when you're driving through.
Oh, you must have been working. They be out there in the damn. They been out there all year. Sometime they out there playing kickball and shit. Shit, you want to see Drew Postel? Them over there be hanging out.
I'm wrong. That's why I said they on your ass.
I said. Now that deer coming for your vengeance when you hit him that night, God.
I said, that was Drew.
Oh, I thought you were driving.
Uh-uh.
Oh, so.
A deer. You in the car, trap.
I love
it. That deer in the air.
What the hell you got out for? What are you, someone snatch you in the woods? It was black, dog.
Y'all got my back. Y'all would have got my back.
I would have left.
Now you would have left.
I can't see shit. She done got out. I was like, oh, hell.
Hey, man. I done got out of worse situations than that.
I bet you had. So,
hey. It's all good. If my snatch you up, that shit would have been like, ah. That nigga Drew would have left. I was drunk as shit. I got out. That's all good. Look, dear friend.
I'm talking, it was black. You wouldn't need no street lights, right?
That man. That man, no damn. Well, he said, bleep, bleep. I said, dear. No, you did not. You take it.
Dear.
That nigga. I did. My ass.
That deal more quick as hell. Cause I ain't no traces of his ass.
That nigga. That nigga was a. Never shut up. Motherfucker living like a motherfucker in the woods.
Yeah, yeah. Wait for you to come back over. That ain't gonna pounce on your ass.
I'm snitching. He's taking his ass straight to Drew's place. So what's up, man? Hey. So here he is. Do you like to hear motherfuckers?
I
like
hear people in the ass, don't
you? No!
You see what Kamisha J put in the thing?
I didn't see nothing she put.
Look in the, what's it called?
Nigga, we was a stepping stone. Man, you don't get here. That shit sad. now, me. Let some jail get up here. You gonna say what you feel. Well.
You gotta say it.
Hold on. You said what, Trey?
You say I guess you want to see it.
Oh, you sent it to him?
Yeah, I got to save it.
Where are the stepping stones?
Yeah, the shit. That deal probably old hell now. Probably got goddamn antlers and all kind of shit.
Got a family with a scar. What happened, Papa?
Scar on his ass.
What happened, Papa? Them niggers, baby. Them niggers. Motherfucker. You know what you gonna say? What are you gonna say? Like they said on Friday, it's been a long day, son. Get hit in the ass.
Where the hell were you coming from? Man, Drew coming from somewhere. I like shit. We gonna see goddamn gonna break down and goddamn gonna get out of the car. And damn, dig gonna say, you know where you are? That's who. <"Ooh." laughs> How the hell were you coming from?
Like, no, don't close the door. Don't close the door.
Shit.
I had over with. Oh.
Well, buddy.
Yeah, well, buddy.
Been a good run.
Man, all them shit. God been on our side, boy. Well, that day we was going to Cham's place and we went to that trail.
Oh, yeah. Hey, there, General. All
right, man, we about to get our hair blown.
And then everybody got down shooting everybody, too.
What the fuck you niggas doing out here?
All right, General, then got to come. Oh, shit, my shit gonna go out. As soon as got in a burr, 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 this whole shit. We about to die.
Yeah, we about to die that day. We was definitely about to die.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
We made it through.
What's up?
I said we made it through.
Hell yeah. Oh, wow. I don't know. Could have been like that when we went to Atlanta that day.
Good time.
That's fine. We went to the COVID city.
Oh, I'm talking. Seen dog with the guy, like, worms coming out of
worms out of my neck.
Every time we go there, we see some weird shit. Man, you seen a damn pink dog and some of y'all. We see some weird shit. We go.
Oh hell, motherfuckers be goddamn plotting. They now they poisoning motherfuckers. They put $100 bills with fucking fentanyl or some shit on it.
I don't take no cash anyway. Shit, up the well, shit. I always have my card. Like, it was a place we go up there. I like, shit. That one only drank for real, like, for real.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to put a scenario or nothing. Fuck it. No, motherfuckers will put in your drink.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last thing I want is somebody smiling at me and I'm about to pass out.
Not it. It's not as this wrong, but it's gonna be funny as hell. Hey man, take that drink.
What?
Hey man, you taking that drink, taking that sip. Oh man, it's gonna fall back. Oh.
What the? Boy, that's why you can't go to the club solo. Nah, female
gotta,
or male.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta go with somebody with you because shit, niggas be trying this shit. Especially.
So they gonna finesse something.
They got me in
there. They're gonna be.
I thought if when me and Drew went to get to that little restaurant, we went there 50 cents. So no cash here. No. That's cash. No card. No cash. Just card. See, I said these folks been trying to do some shit.
So what the fuck y'all on, bro?
Hey, they ain't gonna take the card anyway. Like, hey, shit.
Every time you go to a line, you gotta pay something.
Yeah, that's a shit. They go to this fuckery.
I just wanna have a good time. Well, damn it, welcome to Atlanta. Uh-uh.
Yeah,
you got to pay something. You have to give something.
Yeah, ain't shit free.
Mm. You said what?
We already got, we got finessed at the damn, what a trap museum. He said, what are you, 20, 25, bro? All right, nigga, that shit ain't say nothing about no paid parking on the damn tickets.
So y'all got the ticket, and then y'all had to pay for
parking
and shit?
Yeah.
And then they would have gave, how much was the skip the line?
That shit was $10. Yeah, we been standing up there damn 45 minutes, then shit, might as well wait some more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 20. No, it would have been 20 altogether. Yeah. Never mind. You said that shit when we got halfway to the front. We got your fucking mind.
Yeah, we up here with that shit. I'm standing in that hot ass sun for the last 5 days down the aisle. I'm trying to pay. You ain't crazy. Here.
I'd be mad if I paid. Pay the money, skip the line, and pay for that fucking shirt.
Oh, yeah, damn shirt. $30. I got a hat. This damn hat, $30.
I ain't
driving. Been on Sean. Oh, my bad. I take part of fucking. I'm about to know. All right, oh, my. Yeah, man. All my money, bye. Shit.
So y'all telling me it ain't worth it?
If you go, like, not on the weekend, if you go when they ain't busy, it might be because there were too many motherfuckers in there. We went.
Basically,
I was standing dancing all on the shit, bumping into you. Damn dog had room, like somebody gonna get raped back there. Like, shit.
Oh my God. So it's like you walk in, you can't walk around, or it's just like you walk and then it's the exit.
Is that space as small as hell? Like you gonna run into somebody, especially if it's 30 people in you fucked, 25, like it's not that big.
I can even get a picture of that damn pink car. All them heifers on the pole in front of. Take my picture. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, they wanted y'all to take their picture? No, that was they telling their homegirl.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Atlanta.
Just like
know you from a distance. But, boy, you going to have to pay. We go to a strip club.
There you go. We waiting on you. See, man, Drew planned trip and everything. We said, when the mic gonna come? We waiting.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting on y'all.
Nigga. Hit him with the womp.
A doobada, a doobada, a doobada today.
Y'all better hurry up. Before the motherfuckers tell me where I gotta go. Being a bit deenin'. Let me stop. No. Let me stop. Oh, brother. When y'all off on the 20s, that week of the 20s?
Yeah, I'm being alone.
Let's get it.
The 20th? Yeah.
Let's get it, guys.
I know. You write this down, Drew. We note it. Note it. Because your ass.
My ass don't renege on shit.
Shit.
When I renege on something?
Oh, no. We a thank song. We don't renege, dog.
Exactly.
Look at your face, babe. You're tired.
Yeah.
Y'all was tired too.
No, you know, cause we still.
No, the fuck, we was not.
We y'all, we was out there an hour and a half. That bullshit in the parking lot.
I'm horny. But anyway.
We know it. All right. Accountability is always great. See, you being accountable, we already knew what time it was.
Okay. And have I been accountable when y'all trying to win some pussy?
No, cause we get it before. Tell
me tired, babe. So we can go home and fuck.
I was going off on your ass when y'all left.
Why don't you say that in my face?
Hey, you rolled by and said, look at this motherfucker.
Fuck you too, Drew.
Fuck you. Y'all fuck every day, but y'all couldn't take one break.
Hey, man. Fuck you.
Okay. All right, Travis. This is me and you going to stroke. Fuck him.
Right. We're going to strokers.
I'm okay, that's cool.
You go to the strip club when you're Arabian people.
I will. When I come back, I'm taking Trav to King of Diamonds.
Man, I'm walking up. Oh, we're going to strip club. We put that bag over here. Come here. I go out the face, goddamn.
All right. Then
they gonna
come back.
They gonna send us a video. We got Michael Johnson for ransom. We did not negotiate with terrorists.
Is that what you gonna say? Is that what you gonna say?
Yeah, I'm gonna say.
Is that what you gonna say? Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Hope you understand.
Chop them up and eat them like y'all be full for
Halloween. If I touch down, and I got that tax-free money, I don't want to hear. Hey, me and Trav on the goddamn Miami.
Speaking of Miami,
what about your boo?
You said what, Drew?
Why you taking to Miami? Why you can't take your boo to Miami?
I take her anywhere she want to go. I'm gonna take my buddies
and a boo.
Nah, this gonna be another boys' night out.
Boys like the party.
Hear what I said.
So when we
can't believe y'all woke me up this shit.
Hey,
well, nigga, go back.
Speaking of Miami,
I got to reschedule.
Oh. Well,
on that note,
this is going in, Mike.
What you got to do in Miami?
Said the ghost. Right. End the fucking show. Y'all woke me up for 30 minutes.
Well, nigga, you wanted to record.
No, I didn't.
He technically did.
He did.
I'm going to force him to.
Exactly.
Say what?
Yeah, you heard what he said. You heard what he said.
What did you say?
I said,
you know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby.
It'd be a shame if some water stood on your board. Are you done?
I'm done.
Oh, what? Now, what did you say?
I said I'm going to force you to record.
I did not want to record.
I know.
That was we'll go up. Back to bed.
We going to force you.
You did it, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah. Okay. You want to go on workout?
Oh, yeah. I will ask Mike. We all going to work out. We still recording.
What time?
Wait, so watch what you say.
What time?
Yeah, 11.
11?
What's wrong with 11?
You do say you gotta work at 8.
Man, I used to work at 2 and get up
Shut
at 6.
Shut the fuck up. You don't do it no more.
Come on, man. I'm getting you ready for the fucking army, nigga.
Damn.
Get your ass ready for the army.
I got this shit.
Okay.
Hey, y'all get me out of here.
Nah, nah. Man, come in there with a bird chest if you want.
Hey, I call an airstrike on this apartment right here.
Good.
No survival. Just okay. Leave him the Avenger.
Hey. All right. It is what it is. I'm going to haunt you. I don't know. That nigga.
Y'all ever been to Columbia?
Bye.
And I don't goddamn back. You could have left, man. You could have left that in.
Oh, that man. Yeah, he stopped recording.
Nah, we still on. We still on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't goddamn back.
I just said, what did you say?
I said. That nigga Drew be cranky when he wake up. We're your buddies.
Y'all are. Nothing against y'all.
Shut up.
Bitch.
That nigga gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Yeah. Oh, trial.
Yeah. You thought I was talking about you?
I hope you was.
I'm just playing.
I ain't mad. Go.
Michael, no.
I'm going to do you like that girl on Space Jam did Charles Barkley.
You don't want
to. Go on.
Get out of here. You're not the Ripper.
You're just a wannabe. Nigga, piss me off. We don't talk to him like that.
It really did. I'm like, yeah, bro. I'm just that nigga.
Oh, fuck.
Stepping stones may break my book.
Oh, man.
You say he's tired of recording now. He gave us 20 minutes. He said he done.
I hope nobody called me for no who followed the park here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
about to say so. I said, I hope nobody called me to not put some dick. Cause as soon as I got home, I went to Pornhub. Out of service. Bring down sweet tea, you got to rejuvenate.
Shit,
come in there and hit you with that funny out here, but
the right one, shit. You know, he'll be back.
Oh, yeah, he will. Say what?
The right one, you'll be ready.
Mm-hmm. What did he say? He said for the right one.
You'll be ready.
It was the right one.
Hey!
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Everybody saying, hey, hello.
Hey, yo.
Who the right one?
We know, because you're going to melt like butter.
What the name start with?
You know.
Y'all scared.
You damn right we scared.
This podcast going to shambles anyway. Fuck it.
Hey, it is what it is. I'm going down with my buddies.
What the name start with?
Huh?
What the letter start with?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A.
Yeah, A. Yeah, A.
A. Who is that?
Mm-mm-mm.
What's the second letter?
Shit, I don't know.
I'm going on with a trail.
Text it to me.
All right.
I want to see where you go put it.
Woo! What he put?
We be in here arguing.
I can't see it.
You sent it to me all separate.
I tell you, later.
I want to know.
I'll tell you later.
Be in this bitch. All right,
man. In the show, Michael. We'll be on far too long.
Come on, man. Get off me. That was your hint, Mike.
Yeah.
So now, everybody, it's been a great episode of the Gen Talk Podcast. Hey. We in this bitch. We took a hiatus because we're still growing, and we're still going to grow. And let you bitch-ass niggas know that we can't stop, won't stop. Gen Talk is a revolution army. And you will bow down, bitches.
And we drink the finest breast milk from Colombia.
From Colombia. Dip a cookie in that bitch.
Go get on the
with a milk mustache.
Go get an ass a peanut.
And you know what comes with subpoena?
Some peanuts.
What the fuck? Goodbye.